Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. And in this weekly segment, we speak to BBC journalists about the international stories they're tracking in the week ahead. We're joined today by senior journalist and presenter Rich Preston. Rich, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me, Howie.
So let's get a picture of coronavirus around the world. Some countries are easing restrictions this week, but it comes as cases continue to rise in other parts of the world. What's the latest here in Singapore? We're going through the same thing.
Yeah, and I've seen that Singapore is now wary of the Indian variant, which is causing concern around the world. We'll come to that in a moment. Let's start here in the UK. As of today, we're allowed to travel internationally again. It was against the law up until this morning. There's a traffic light system in place, different rules for different parts of the world. So if you travel to a green country, such as Singapore, then you can come straight back to the UK. You don't have to quarantine at all. Other countries like South Africa or India are on our red list, so you still have to hotel quarantine for that. We've also opened up restaurants for eating indoors, which is great because it's raining here. So up until now, everyone has been sitting outside with their pints outside the pub in the rain, very British of them. In other countries, Turkey is ending its full national lockdown, and France this week is easing its curfew restrictions. As we mentioned, problems elsewhere, though. India is still a massive cause for concern, 270,000 deaths officially, the real number thought to be much higher. Neighbouring Nepal is seeing its cases rise. Thailand has registered its highest number of coronavirus infections since the start of the pandemic. Places like Taiwan as well are starting to introduce some of their toughest measures yet. And as we mentioned, Singapore, I see you guys are closing schools as of this week.
That's right. So obviously we're not out of this pandemic, and efforts begin later this week to prepare for the next one. What do you know?
Yeah, so COVID-19 caught many people off guard, but actually governments and organizations around the world knew that something was going to happen. They had planned for a rapidly spreading disease. There were systems in place. On Friday, Rome is hosting the Global Health Summit, which aims to better prepare the world for the next pandemic. Now, when COVID hit, there was criticism that governments didn't act quickly enough, even though they had plans in place. So a discussion about learning lessons from COVID-19 so that we're better prepared for the next one.
Switching gears, Rich, the US climate envoy, John Kerry, is visiting Europe this week as well. Why is this important?
Yeah, so you've got to remember, it's important, first of all, that John Kerry has this job in the first place. This is the first time the US has had an envoy specifically to focus on climate change. And this was a symbolic move from the Joe Biden presidency, especially off the back of President Trump, who pulled the US out of the Paris climate deal. John Kerry is visiting Rome, London and Berlin. And this is all ahead of COP26, which is happening in Glasgow later this year.
Are we expecting any significant announcements to come out of these visits of John Kerry?
Well, there are several areas that are important. Energy, the future of energy, reducing greenhouse gases, but all, as well as that, mitigating against the effects we've already seen from climate change, in particular how they've impacted developing countries. John Kerry's big push is developing new technology, green technology, so the planet can phase out coal-fired power stations. And as part of his meeting, he's going to be meeting with government officials and business leaders. And as I mentioned, new technology, a big push of his.
And also later this week, on Friday in particular, Rich, a meeting of what's known as the Arctic Council. What is this and why is this meeting important? Tell us.
Yeah, the Arctic Council is a group of countries which have a vested interest in the Arctic. Canada, Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Norway, Russia, Sweden and the US are all members. There are various groups which have observer status as well, like France, the UK and China. So a fairly broad group, but with a very specific goal, working together to protect the Arctic environment. The key thing about this meeting happening this week is two big players who are going to be there in person: the US Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov.
Why is it important, though, to keep an eye on the Arctic?
Well, it's thought that sea temperatures rise quicker in the Arctic than anywhere else in the world. Of course, rising sea temperatures mean icebergs melt, mean sea levels go up. So lots of important conversations to be had about climate. The issue of drilling for oil in the Arctic is also another hot topic. Various countries say that that's their right. Other people obviously refute that. But you've also got to think about the two men that we mentioned meeting in person, Antony Blinken and Sergei Lavrov. An opportunity for them to meet for the first time in person. And although they're going to be there to discuss Arctic matters, they might also meet on the sidelines to have private conversations. Whether Joe Biden uses this as an opportunity to send a message to Russia, or Russia uses it as a chance to send a message back to America, we're going to have to wait and see.
Are we expecting anything to really come out of it, or just rhetoric at this point?
Well, Russia takes over as chair of the Arctic Council next time. So Russia very much front and centre of this major group. So the thing we're going to be watching out for in particular is the approach Russia takes to chairing the group and the approach Russia takes to protecting the Arctic environment.
Always grateful for your insights, Rich. Thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me, Harry.
Rich Preston, senior journalist and presenter at the BBC. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.